Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Autism and Scouting Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the Autism and Asperger's Scouting communities. Our show will be starting shortly. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click on the Autism and Scouting or Autism Empowerment Radio tab. As a nonprofit charity, we rely on public generosity to fund our programs, special events, support services, and radio broadcasting. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation today. Our show is now beginning.
Hi, welcome. Hello and welcome back to Autism and Scouting Radio. My name is John Kreitzer, and I'll be your host today. Autism and Scouting Radio is part of the Autism and Scouting program, which is offered to you by Autism Empowerment. To get more information about Autism Empowerment and the Autism Empowerment Scouting Program, after the broadcast, please visit us at www.autismempowerment.org or join us on Facebook or Twitter. If you are interested in upcoming broadcasts or listening to any of the previous broadcasts in archive or podcast, it's all there. We have all that information there available on the website. First of all, I'd like to thank again our special guest yesterday, Scouter Adam, who was wonderful and gave some great insight on his show yesterday. I strongly encourage you to go back and listen to that if you haven't already. Today we're going to change things up just a little bit. We're starting a new feature here at Autism Scouting Radio called Inspiration from the Spectrum. This is where we're going to showcase different scouts around the country who are on the autism spectrum and talk about their successes, their challenges, how they've overcome things, and just basically celebrate scouting and the scouts themselves, because we really want to show other scouters an opportunity to shine and be inspired. In the fall of 2011, our current guest, Ryan, joined the Royal Rangers, a scouting program within our church, and earned the rank of antelope, ram, elk, caribou, and beaver. He also earned his community helper and flag badges. He'd been watching his big brother be very successful in the Boy Scouting arena and was really excited to get started. So he was able to join Cub Scout Pack 2 in June of this past year, 2012, and has been very active ever since. He just recently completed his first night of camping, and so far he's earned his bowling belt loop, BB gun belt loop, and archery belt loop. He's currently working on his Bobcat rank, which we hope to talk to him about a little bit, and he's hoping to have that completed sometime by the end of summer. We'll also be joined by his Akilah mom, Karen, who's also the committee chair for Cub Scout Pack 2. Welcome, Ryan and Karen.
So,
hello.
So, Dad, you forgot to mention that I also earned my baseball belt.
You're right. I do apologize for our listeners out there. He also has earned his baseball belt loop. Welcome, Ryan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
How are you doing?
And I'm a tiger cub.
Oh, you're a tiger cub.
And I just completed my first night of camp.
So how did you like your first night of camping?
Good.
Good? So so is your Akilah's with you, isn't she?
Yes. Yes, hi, I'm here. This is Karen.
Yeah, that's my Akilah.
Oh, that's your Akilah. Welcome, Ryan. This may be a little bit of a wild ride today, so we're not sure this program's going to take us. But we're just going to have lots of fun, right, Ryan?
Right.
Okay. So, where do you want? Do you want to start with the camping, or do you? Where do you want to tell us about camping?
Well, so we had supper. We had dinner. And we had breakfast.
So you like the meals there at camp?
No, not that much.
You don't like the food that much?
No.
No. So where did you go to camp? Do you are you there, Ryan?
Gilbert Ranch.
Gilbert Ranch. Did they have anything special there?
Well, so they had cabins.
They had a cabin? So you slept in small cabins?
Yeah.
And how did you sleep overnight? Did you sleep okay?
Yes.
Were you scared at all?
No.
No?
I was not.
Well, that's good.
It was fun.
It was fun?
Yeah.
What made it so fun?
Well, the experience.
Oh, the experience.
With friends. Playing with friends.
I heard that before that you went to a tiger day camp at Camp Lewis. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So what did you get to do at that tiger days?
Well, we got to make butter.
You got to make butter. Do you like butter?
Yeah. It's my best food.
So butter is your best food?
Yeah.
So was the butter that you made tasty?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else did you do at camp?
Camp Lewis?
Yes, at Camp Lewis. Sorry about that. Did you do anything else?
Archery.
You did archery. Did you have fun doing the archery?
And rain, master, rain, carry into the rain.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Rangemaster, can please enter the range?
Oh, you're saying Rangemaster, can I please enter the range? Is that what you say when you enter the range?
Yeah.
And what do you say when you leave the range?
Rangemaster, can please exit the range?
Why do you think, is that for safety reasons?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Rangemaster knows who's on the range, isn't it?
Yeah.
I heard that you got to also be had your first flag ceremony. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Where you actually got to call and direct the flag ceremony? Did you have fun doing that?
Yeah.
What did you think about that?
Good.
Good. Did you get to play any games in the field at all?
Yeah.
What games did you play?
I don't know.
I think your Akila had told me that you played bocce ball.
Yeah, that's correct.
And how do you play bocce ball? Do you remember?
No.
It's like where you have balls and then you have to throw balls at a smaller ball?
You have to throw a pass.
We also got to play a game before bocce ball. What was that game that got to determine who got to go first? Remember the game that you played so you could determine who goes first in line? Rock?
Was it rock, paper, scissors?
Paper, cut.
Rock, paper, cut?
So, going back to that first camp experience, I heard also that you got to do some arts and crafts. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Can you describe to our listeners what you created?
A map.
A
of
map.
Course, always.
He said, "Of course, a map always."
Right. So what was the map on? Was it on the table, or what did you make the map on?
A shield.
A shield. Oh, very nice. So you got to make a shield at camp.
Yeah.
And you got to decorate it as a map.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I used all colors.
Oh.
So, and the colors that they had.
Oh, okay. Do you remember any of the colors that they have?
Orange.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, yellow and red.
Of course.
Green.
Uh-huh.
Yellow.
Okay. So... You just recently got
a blue. Blue?
What? A blue. Can we switch gears a little bit and talk about your overnight trip?
Yeah.
So where did you go again?
Gilbert Ranch.
And what did you do at Gilbert Ranch?
We played.
What kind of games did you play?
Well, treasure hunt.
Oh, treasure hunt.
Climb a tree.
Oh, you got to climb a tree?
Yeah.
Was that your first time you've ever climbed a tree?
Yeah.
Wow, that's very special. And did you get to hang out with any of your friends?
Two.
And who were they?
Ian and Jonathan.
Oh, very nice. And so the first night you got into camp, did you do anything the first night?
Well, we had a campfire.
Did you like the fire?
Yeah. That was my first campfire.
That was your very first campfire?
Yeah.
So would you ever like to have another campfire?
Yeah. And what? I also like the horses.
Oh, they had horses. Can you tell me about the horses?
Well, I was so sad to leave.
Oh, you were sad to leave?
Yeah.
But maybe you can go back another day. Would you like to do that?
Yeah.
So can you tell me about the horses and what you did with the horses?
Well, we gave them food.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
I forgot.
Did you get to brush them?
We brushed them.
Uh-huh. What else did you get to do?
Pet them.
Mm-hmm. Did you get to learn anything about the horses?
Well, I don't know.
I heard that you got to, like, name all the different parts of the horse.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah.
Yes. You're very animated. Normally, we're trying to get a little bit more information from you. Can you explain more about what was your horse's name?
Remember, it's like one of your aunts. Do you remember the name of your horse?
Aunt.
Sue.
So, Sue, what does the horse look like?
It's the biggest horse.
It was the biggest horse. What color was it?
Horsemanship.
So... was there any other animals that you got to see?
All horses. Eight of them.
What animals were near the where we made butter? Do you remember that?
Did you get to make butter again?
Yeah.
Wow.
There were some other animals over near there. Do you remember the bunnies?
So there were a lot of animals.
Bunny and roosters.
Ah, roosters. So what do you like about scouting so far?
Well, it's fun.
Uh huh. And what is there anything else that you could share about scouting?
Well, it's so fun that I could hardly have a highway that connects with a circle. It's Trail Clark Highway, and it goes right and then straight ahead it leads a circle where a cabin.
Oh, very nice.
And it was at Dale.
So I understand that you're on the way to earning your Bobcat badge. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is.
What?
Yeah, that is.
Can you repeat for me the Cub Scout oath?
I, your name, promise to do my best, to do my duty to guard my country, to help our people, and obey the law of the pack.
Very nice. Do you remember what the Cub Scout motto is?
Do your best.
So what does that mean to you?
It means that you need to do your best on everything.
Ah, very nice. And even if something's really hard, what if something's really hard?
Still do your best.
Okay. And do you know what the Cub Scout sign looks like?
He just did it.
Oh, he just did it. Can you explain
what
it looks like?
What
in words, can you explain it?
I put it on my with this card.
Yeah, that's your eyebrow. You put two fingers where?
Two fingers where my eyebrow is.
It sounds like you're learning a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, before Cub Scouts, were you ever in any other scouting program?
Yeah.
What were you in?
Royal Ranger.
Oh, are you still a Royal Ranger?
Yeah.
What did you do in Royal Rangers?
We had activities.
I heard you got to make an orange car and race an orange car.
Yes, that's correct.
Very nice. Do you like making things?
Yeah.
Yes. So, in all of your different scouting experiences, what one thing do you think was the hardest thing that you've had to work on?
Making the butter.
Making the butter, that was pretty hard.
Yeah. At both places.
And what?
At both places.
At both places. And did that take a lot of energy?
What did you have to do to make the butter?
We saved it with three marbles.
I also heard that you made a rain gutter regatta boat.
Yeah.
And what color was the rain gutter regatta boat?
It was orange.
It was orange. Is orange your favorite color?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, yes.
Of course it is. And how do you get along with your other kids in your den?
Good.
And
we visited a zoo.
What was that?
We visited a zoo. I was just looking at a lecture and it said, visit a zoo or an aquarium.
Is that something that you're looking forward to doing?
Yeah. We also went to the zoo on June 1st.
Where did you go?
To the zoo on June 1st.
Oh, very nice.
First.
And is there anything else that you're looking forward to as a Cub Scout?
Well, the transportation one.
The transport. You like transportation?
Yeah.
Do you like cars and trucks?
Yeah.
What about there's a money one also. Do you like counting money?
Yeah.
You really like maps and directions.
Yeah, I do.
Can you tell us, our listeners, about maps and maps for your, is that your special interest?
Well, yeah.
Yes.
I can tell you exactly how to get to Gilbert Ranch.
You can tell us exactly how to Gilbert Ranch?
Yeah. Without
my maps. So how would you get to Gilbert Ranch?
So, once 84th to 34th Avenue to 36th to Hiddenbrook to 34th to 192nd to 14 to 205. 205 to 213.
Uh huh.
213 to. What was that road?
The name of the road where we exit?
You're not looking at a map, are you?
He is not looking at his map. He's doing this all in his head. And he's been accurate so far. As far as I can tell, he's better at it than I am.
Well, I think you go to Butte Creek Road. Is that correct?
What happened when we were trying to get to camp the first time?
I am.
Did we go off? Of course.
Yeah.
What happened?
Were we trying to follow the GPS and not following the map?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We ended up where?
In a note. Yeah. It's to a no outlet road.
Ah.
It's telling us to turn right on it.
Now, we only have about 8 minutes left. I know this is going really fast. Can I talk to your Akila just briefly?
Yeah. So
Akila mom.
Your turn. Back to my Akila.
Back to your Akila. Hi, Akila.
Well, hello there.
So what do you see as so far as your son's biggest challenge?
You know, I think he's doing a really great job overall. He's only six, so focusing, you know, and just getting adjusted to the different changes that scouting brings is sometimes a challenge for him. He just did really phenomenal on the camping trip that we went on. I think it helped that there was a structure to it. There is some predictability about where we would be going. It went from place to place. And I think that probably the biggest challenge that he's experiencing is just keeping the focus when there's other distractions around.
That's probably pretty common. And as far as his success or strengths, what would you say?
Well, Cub Scout Ryan is a very animated, exuberant kiddo. And, you know, there isn't, I always say that there's a game called the 6 Degrees of Ryan because once people meet him, they don't forget him. He's just full of energy and light. And he always comes off with some sort of humorous anecdote to be able to share with people. And I mean, as far as his biggest strength, he's got this amazing memory for directions. And he's like a human GPS. And he's got an energetic attitude. He loves to learn new things. And when we can tie in some of his, you know, the things he really likes the best, like maps, and you can tie that in with other stuff that he's learning, he just really picks up on things really well.
Very nice. So, Ryan, are you still there?
I was just drinking juice.
You're just drinking juice.
Yes.
There's a belt loop that called Map and Compass. Would you like to earn that belt loop someday?
Yeah.
There's a belt loop called Map and Compass. Would you like to earn that belt loop someday?
He's finishing his juice.
I just said yes.
Oh, he just said yes. Go ahead.
He wanted to tell you what his Cub Scout cheer was.
Oh, what's your Cub Scout? I'm sorry, I should have asked. What is your Cub Scout cheer? Is he drinking more juice?
Cub Scout Ryan.
But what?
Cub Scout Ryan. Cub Scout Ian. Cub Scout Jonathan.
Okay, what's the one where we go team?
Team Tigers.
And then what do we say?
Teen Tigers.
Were?
Teen Tigers.
Teen Tigers.
Were?
Great. Tiger.
Okay.
Teen Tiger.
Okay, Ryan, can you... You're doing such a great job focusing. Was there anything else that you'd like to tell our listeners? We have about 4 minutes left. So is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
Yeah.
What would you like to say?
I forgot to mention.
About what?
Well, it's so fun.
So why would another boy or girl like to become a Cub Scout or a Girl Scout or a Boy Scout or whatever type of scouting program there is? Why would they like to do that?
Because it's extraordinarily fun.
It's extraordinarily
fun. Do you get to meet friends?
You get to meet new friends.
Mm-hmm. Do you get to learn new skills?
Yeah.
Do you get to go fun places?
You get to go fun places like camp.
Ah. So camp is... And there's a magazine called
camp,
Boys
Life. I love camp. Camp. I love camp and scouting.
That's wonderful. That's a great endorsement for camping. And is there any sensory issues that you have in camping?
Well, yeah.
Like what? Can you tell me those?
Mom likes Kaibos.
No.
Mom likes Kaibos?
Yeah.
No.
She may be the only
person
that actually likes Kaibos. But
I heard that Mom likes Kaibos. Is that correct, Dad? Yeah.
Absolutely correct.
Okay. Ryan, we only have like 2 more minutes, so is there anything else you'd like to say to all of your...
2 hours.
What?
I don't... Every interview can go up to 2 hours.
You'd like to have an interview go up to 2 hours? Would you like just to have a big, long Ryan show?
Yeah.
What would you talk? What else would you say about scouting in those 2 hours?
Well, it's extraordinarily fun. A lot of things.
Well, I think, you know, you've been a fabulous guest, and I will hopefully have you back on someday again. And I just want to thank you for all of the wonderful memories that you provided me. And I'm sure your Keela can probably also do those sentiments. Keela, do you have any last, you have about a minute and a half. Do you have any last thoughts or things that you'd like to share?
I want to thank you first for having us on. Scouting has been really inspirational. It's meant a lot to our family. It's been really neat to see Cub Scout Ryan and his progress that he's made. He had an opportunity to watch his big brother do scouting and be successful in that way, and he couldn't wait to get started. So once kindergarten finished, he signed up right away so that he could be a Tiger Cub. And there's just a lot of wonderful things that scouting has to offer kids like Ryan and kids like our older son and girls, boys. And I just, you know, we're really excited to be able to help inspire others and share our story.
I also forgot to mention that kids worldwide, it's so fun. You want to sign up now.
So kids worldwide should sign up now.
Yeah, for ages 6 to 20.
Very nice. Thank you so much, Ryan, and thank you, Karen. And we're just about almost out of time here. That was definitely a wonderful experience with both of them. I want to totally thank them for coming in, and thank you for listening. We really appreciate it.
You've been listening to Autism and Scouting Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the autism and Asperger's scouting communities. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click on the Autism Empowerment Radio tab or visit our Autism and Scouting page. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you and goodbye.